As operative masons are mostly concerned with preparing and shaping stones, and with fixing them into buildings, so we free and accepted masons are much concerned with the symbolic meanings which stones have received in the religious worship of all ages and peoples, and also in the emblematic uses of stones as exhibited in our ceremonies and rituals. It has been found from the earliest times that men were disposed to erect stones to represent their gods, and from simple unhewn stones we find they progressed to the use of hewn pillars, and still later to pillars fashioned by sculpture into the likeness of animals and men to become objects of reverence and worship as representing gods or deified ancestors. In later times, when the art of building had made progress, particular stones and portions of a building received special workmanship, as well as particular names. For example, note the cornerstone, the keystone, and the capestone. And at last, complete buildings of stone were erected for the worship of God, altars, temples, and churches. At the period of our Masonic initiation, we are made to represent the foundation stone always placed at the northeast corner of the building, one side facing to the north, representing darkness and ignorance, and the other to the rising sun of knowledge in the east. This cornerstone was, and still is, often laid with ceremonial forms, and beneath it were placed in olden times, and also in our own days, certain coins, metals, and writings as a record of the foundation. Tacitus, in his Histories, tells us that this function was duly performed at the rebuilding of the Capitol at Rome. This cornerstone is generally of cubical shape, and the symbolical explanation is that the square side represents morality, and the six sides of the cube refer to truth, looking in all directions. In the Masonic consecration of a cornerstone, it is customary to anoint with corn to represent food necessary for work, with wine for refreshment, and oil for the well-earned rest after labor. In our English craft masonry, we note three notable pillars representing wisdom, strength, and beauty, and the Ionic, Doric, and Corinthian styles of architecture. In Mark masonry, we are taught regarding the value of the keystone. In medieval times, workmen put each his own mark on squared stones, and it is suggested that keystones bore the marks of overseers. In the Royal Arch, we hear not only of an arch and a keystone, but also of an altar of white stone in the form of a double cube, and upon it was engraved the sacred name. The Most Excellent Master's Lodge has reference to a capestone. A.E. Waite notices a Scotch grade of marked master, whose legend narrates the fall of the capestone or coping stone of the north gate of the Temple of Solomon, which killed the intendant of the works. The double cube is a form of special excellence, and its side, often absurdly called the oblong square, is considered to be the proper form for a Masonic lodge. English Masons refer to the rough ashlar and the perfect ashlar. These are the unhewn block and the finished cube. In earlier times, some lodges appear to have exhibited a peculiar stone, the broached thurnel, a name which has lately led to much controversy as to its shape and the manner in which its surface has been worked. Some authors have declared it to be the same as the rough ashlar, because an old erroneous ritual says it was for the apprentice to work upon, while Mackey argued that it was a perfect ashlar. Others again say it was a pyramid upon a cube. Broach is an old English word for spire, and is also the name of a tool for boring holes. Broached also means a certain surface marking. Thurnel is alleged to be a derivative from the Norman-French tournelle, a little tower or pyramid. In Masonic symbolism, the rough ashlar is said to represent man in a state of nature, and the perfect ashlar, man educated and intellectual. There were in times past some critics who objected to the Royal Arch legendary ritual on the ground that curved arches and the use of a keystone were unknown in Solomonic times. He is believed to have built his temple in 1012 BC. But recent discoveries among the ruins of Egyptian tombs and temples have shown arches which are referred to 1600 BC as the date of their erection. The keystone is also found in arches among the ancient ruins of Peru and Mexico.